In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
my brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these most sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. On the first day of the first month of the second year, the dwelling was erected. It was Moses who erected the dwelling. He placed its pedestals, set up its boards, put in its bars, and set up its columns. He spread the tent over the dwelling and put the covering on top of the tent, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the commandments and put them in the ark. He placed poles alongside the ark and set up the propitiatory upon it. He brought the ark into the dwelling and hung the curtain veil, thus screening off the ark of the commandments, as the Lord had commanded him. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud settled down upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. In the daytime, the cloud of the Lord was seen over the dwelling, whereas at night, fire was seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel in all the stages of their journey. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. listen to the words of your Son.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. The first irony of my retreat was being able to celebrate the Franciscan feast of the Porciuncula as a Benedictine. The second irony of my retreat is that the Benedictine monk lives in the hermitage at the bottom of the hill and ascends up to the Franciscan monastery, when typically it's the Benedictines who live on top of the hill, like we do at St. Vincent. But this is a beautiful thing to be reflecting upon when one is on retreat or any day of our lives. Because the reality of our lives is that we must be constantly ascending to God. Whether we are religious through our faithful living out of our vows, or as the laity in faithful living out our marriage vows, our commitments of life to our families, our friends, our workplaces, whatever that might be, ultimately always in commitment to our baptismal promises that even if they were made for us, we renew every Easter. To live for God and to serve Him alone. In that reading from Exodus, we hear about that dwelling, the tent of meeting, that Israel built not out of some design of their own, but rather given those designs from heaven. A dwelling place that became the template for the temple. And the temple became for the early Christians the template for churches. You see, everything that we do within our lives needs to be directed and ordered by God, ascending as we do to the place that He has really built for us, whether that's here at this chapel, or in whatever church that we worship in, for those who will listen to this broadcast by radio. We need to be ascending to where God chooses to meet us, and in the manner He chooses to meet us, most powerfully and most profoundly through His Son's body and blood. And as we go up, whether spiritually and or physically, depending on if we have to ascend stairs or whatever it is, or hills, to the place where God chooses to come down to meet us, we need to assess the baggage, the hiking backpack or whatever it is, the suitcase that we're dragging, whatever it is that our life stuff is in, to assess what is old and what is new, just like in the gospel today. To assess what is old, is it valuable? Not all of it's to be thrown out, but rather is stuff for us to learn from. What is new? Is it to be used? Might be a better question. In the end, we need to take account of what the net of our lives has picked up And as one reflection I read compared those to those fish that we hear in the gospel today to the facts of our lives. To separate out what causes us to sin and that which aids us in our ascent to God. What keeps us from moving forward and that which drags us down. Because as we all know, in the spiritual life, you either go forward or you go backwards. There is no stagnation, not with God. And so as we come to the Eucharist today to receive Him, to partake of His body and blood, we seek the light that is the Son of God, the light that comes from the Holy Spirit, to help us to assess in our lives and take note of where we are at today, so that we can continue to move forward this day and each day, always ascending to our God. Let us pray. For Pope Francis and for all church leaders, that they might be given the grace to find those moments to be close to God, that He might strengthen them in their ministry to His church, we pray to the Lord. We pray in a particular way for Bishop Montfort in the Diocese of Steubenville, for whom this Mass is offered today, that the Lord's blessing might be with this diocese and with this church in a very particular way. We pray to the Lord. We pray for this community of sisters, that the Lord's blessing might continue upon all of you, that He might strengthen the juniors who renewed their vows, that He might continue to prepare those who are making simple vows, and He might prepare those who are constantly being called to join this place, that they might respond with generous hearts. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all the faithful departed, that through the mercy of God they might rest in His eternal peace. We pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, loving Father of us all, send the light of your Holy Spirit upon us to guide us along life's journey and to help us to constantly move in the ascent unto your holy mountain, for you live and reign forever and ever. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim.
Sanctus, 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 Dominus
Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you've created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Lord,
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Francis and St. Clair, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant, Francis our Pope and Geoffrey our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, and those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei, qui
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Amen.